Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
With Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
That's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Still, I think, barely. We're doing it. And I don't know. I think this is like a miracle. All right, we got Ian Cameron. You still with us, Babano? Babano.
I am here. Yep.
All right.
Still here.
And we have the one and only. We've got a wrestler tonight. Vader joins us live. Do we have Vader?
Yeah, it says I'm calling California. Are they going to pick up the charges or what?
What's up, Cam?
How you doing, Ratsy?
Listen, Cam.
Same concern I got, Cam.
I just said earlier, if you're tuning in, Cam, just go to bed. You can pack it up and pack it in.
So honestly, I'm a resilient person. I tried Sports Grid West, Mightier 1090, the other one, X. I went through every single station on Lucy. I'm trying to talk to Mateus. I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is I can't hear anything, but is this okay? Is the speaker sound better than regular? Because I can't hear you guys if I put it up to my ear.
No, you sound fine. You sound fine.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I know it's chaos.
This isn't even my show. I'm like, what's going on here, man? Anyway, I'll tell you one thing, Morenci. Thank God all our bets won tonight, but that kind of softens the blow.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You wouldn't be here. Like, if the Dodgers just lost and the Argos didn't kill it, you wouldn't be here right now. But that's what I was talking about. It is.
Yeah,
I said, too. I might have walked off the show right now if St. Louis would have won, but Cam, I think it's crazy, bro. I went 6-0 in the baseball game. I know you crushed it, the Argonaut game. Man, the Argos came back, smoked it in the second half. Babano had the over the game. The game goes over the number. You had the over. I had the over. The teaser hits. The money line parlay hits. Big night tonight.
Yeah, big night. No, it was awesome. Other than my WNBA pick, and I can't lie, I actually took the Aces live because I have futures on Phoenix, right? So, Gabe, that was a smart move, too. So I smashed that for a couple hundred. I'm like, I still got a nice future there. We hit every game. Hockey was amazing. Oh, yeah, this is the best, too. So we crush hockey. Basically, Winnipeg's playing Calgary. Calgary tied it up. Disallowed goal. We win. Everything went our way tonight, man. You never get that type of stuff. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Sacramento Kings. You get in on the Sacramento Kings. They're winning by 25.
So here's the deal. I got my golf picks in my phone, so I don't want to really kind of screw it. Like, I'll scroll and da-da-da. Anyway, I typed them all out right now, just like the winners, matchup bets, or whatever. I'm going to go tweet it out after the show before
I go
to bed because there's a lot of stuff.
All right, so listen. I think we got the radio affiliate joining in and stuff, but I can't hear anybody. So, like, I hear you guys.
Oh.
I don't know. Will I hear the music? Whatever.
I don't think so.
No, it is what it is. So I will just sort of, I'm going to try to guess and time it sort of. But hey, it is what it is. All right. So hold on a minute, Cam. We'll do it in 5 minutes. We'll get your golf picks in 5 minutes. Now we'll get you out of here quick after.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll get
cool.
Some, so yeah, what a wild baseball game, huh? All right. Here we go. Here we go. See? All right. Here we go.
Oh, maybe I could call in on Lucy. I'll give you another extra segment. I'm going to say this, too. I got a rant about baseball right now that you're going to. National League Baseball is way better than American League Baseball. They should gas the DH. That's a baseball game, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to all our AM radio affiliates. That's an intro. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, with us. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Joining us as well. And you know what, Cam? You're bang on as the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Dodgers win 3-1 tonight. I thought the same thing tonight. That's baseball. Not that crap Red Sox, Yankees. You guys always a rivalry. That's like fat guy softball stuff. This is baseball. Managerial decisions, pitching changes, stolen bases, hit runs.
Strategy.
Strategy, Babano. The National League. That's why they, you know what I mean? Let's just be real. I've always been a National League guy. I've never liked American League baseball. National League baseball, the National League's better. Look, dude, you got the Dodgers and the Giants, and you know, look, it's not even close, like, who's better as far as what teams are better. Don't be fooled. The All-Star game isn't a barometer of the leagues, Cam. The National League's a better league than the American League.
Oh, I've always been a National League guy, and I'll tell you another thing. They're talking about bringing the DH to both leagues. I got one for you, American League. You gas the DH, and you follow the National League. Pitchers hit, sacrifices, everything. If you didn't watch this game and enjoy baseball tonight, you're a stooge. This is real baseball. The managers made crazy decisions all night long. Me, you, and Babano drunk, all high. We could manage an American League game. This is real baseball. American League DH is a turkey league. I'm telling you, National League is where it's at. You are so right, man. And I watched it tonight. I'm like, this is the sport. I love playoff baseball, man. It rocks.
Man, it's too stressful, though. Yep. It's too stressful. All right, guys, here's the number. Take a guess. I don't want it. Babano will cheat. Babano was going to look. So, Babano, do you know the Dodgers?
I got nothing but the phone, so you could throw it to me.
Dodgers, Dodgers-Giants number. Dodgers-Giants series price. We've got it.
Dodgers, $1.45.
Babano, what do you say?
I'm gonna say to put the Dodgers at -130.
Wow, Cam, it's unbelievable, buddy. The Los Angeles Dodgers are -146 series favorites right now at FanDuel.
I swear to God, I don't even know what's going on.
They're 146.
If the price is right, Cam beats me.
Yeah.
He's the closest without going over.
Oh, he just won the showcase and a night with Barker's Beauties. Like, he won.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful. I'm really horny. I could really use some love.
Barker's Beauties. I always liked Holly, the one with the red hair.
Me too. I always liked Holly too. She was my favorite.
Man, Parker really slept with them all too, huh?
Good for him.
It's always something weird that long Mikey had.
Late night anime. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Oh yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy? Yeah.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Come on down! The late-night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Of course, we've all seen a video. If you haven't, Clam Chowder on, you've seen it, Cam. Clam Chowder on The Price is Right.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. But, man, have you ever seen that, Clam Chowder?
Classic footage, of course, many times.
A very striking young man he was, too, at the time, eh, Chowder?
That was the best. Montreal! And they're like,
Montreal!
Yeah!
But he kept doing it. Like, he even freaked them out, eh? Like, they're like, all right. They're like, yeah, we get it, bro. You're from Montreal, all right. Like, yeah, like they asked Diane. I think her name's Diane. Whatever. Like, it was like the first episode back from their summer vacation on The Price is Right. This is like in 1986 or something like that. And our boy Clam Chowder's in the audience. And one of the Barker's beauties says, I had a great vacation. I went to Montreal this summer. I loved it there. Great city. And Chowder just starts losing it. Montreal. And they put the camera on him. And Barker's like, hey, it looks like someone's from Montreal here. And Chowder's like, hey, Montreal. And then they take the camera off him. And then Chowder, like, has always wanted more attention cam, right? So he went by, hey, Montreal.
Yeah, more Montreal.
Can you imagine the producers? Like, even the price, all right, it's enough for that guy now. Like, you imagine? They'd be like, all right, we gotta chill this guy out. But if you guys don't know, too, Clam Chowder, his videos are the best. You got him on. He got him on The Price Is Right. There was the time that me and Chowder were at a Raptor game, and Clam Chowder was dressed up as Elvis, guys. So Chowder's dressed up as Elvis, and we're sitting there like courtside. Like, we were like basically not like courtside. We were in the first seats, like next to courtside, like behind the hockey bench type thing. And the Raptor PR people came up to us and asked Chowder. Came up to Chowder. Said, do you want to shoot the basketball at halftime for like prizes and stuff? And he did. And it's another iconic, classic moment. Classic. Like, it's one of the best things ever. And he was also an actor. If you look up on YouTube, punch in Clam Chowder, he was on the TV show Spencer for Hire.
Oh, I love Spencer for Hire. Excellent. Yeah.
Chowder was on an episode of Spencer for Hire in Boston.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that video with the halftime show. It didn't go very well, Morazzi. Let's just say he left a few short.
It's the best.
He's lived a good life, Chowder. He's been doing a lot of things, keeping busy.
He was at the football game tonight, I guess. Huh? There he is. I see pictures right now. Actually, there he is. Hey, he's got...
Wait, does he live in Toronto now?
No, he went to the game. He's a big Argo fan now. He went down to the Argonaut game.
He traveled from Montreal to Toronto to watch a CFL game?
I think he showed up. I think he showed up at Hainser's house, like, unexpectedly. Like, surprise.
Again? Well, Hainser must be really liking that. Thank God he got a smoker and a case of Pepsi. What a joke.
Where is Hainser? Like, Chowder just showed up out of the blue.
That's tough.
Wow.
That's tough. Like, I like Chowder, but that's tough on somebody. When you're a single, like, person, you're used to having your own place. You know what it's like, Morazzi. I've been to your place when people mysteriously drop by. It's usually not a good thing. It's not like, hey, man,
I'm not a fan of the pop-in.
Make yourself at home.
I'm not a fan of the pop-in. No, I'm not a fan of the pop-in at all. I'm not a fan of the pop-in. When you're younger and you're just a drinker and you're partying all, when I was in a metal band in the earlier days, I loved the pop-in. I used to call people during the day. You want to go to happy hour at 3:00 PM, we're like, dude, I got a life, right? Now it's just partying all day. But now, Cam, exactly, like, I don't even like my phone ringing, let alone the pop-in.
Oh, yeah, no, our phone, when we get emails and calls, it's never a good thing. And I'll tell you this, the pop-in, over under 22.5, you got to be under 22.5. Once you get, like, 23, whatever, like, enough of the pop-in, you got to figure it out yourself. You want to get wasted, go to the bar and meet some people. Don't come on and see me. I might have other plans. It's one of those things, Gabe, like, you don't know what somebody's doing. I'm not going to surprise knock on your door. Say you're working on something serious, right? Like, the pop-in's actually a pretty selfish move by somebody. I'm not down with it.
Dear boys, Babano, just pop in. Is it ever like you're just ding dong and it's just, you know, one of your friends just pops in, shows up, Babano?
They got to give me some notice, as simple as that. I need a heads up. If it's an emergency, sure. If it's an emergency, I'm not going to slam the
door.
But
other than that, you're not a fan of the pop in. Unless it's a hot chick, right? And then she
I'll let him in anytime. I'll let him in anytime.
Here's the rules. You bring me something. You bring me a barrel of chicken, beer, or something that's going to help me. If you pop in with nothing over to my house, let's just say moving forward, we're going to have a lot of problems.
Darsh pulled a pop in, sat down, and then started rooting against your bets, right, in your own living room.
Yeah, I got to tell you something about Darsh. Like, he's a nice guy supporting the station, but he's relentless. Like, I just finished a show with you. He's like, oh, come meet me up at the airport. I'm like, no. Guy comes, like, it's like, dude, you're the guy with the rental car. Like, you come see me. Then he's hanging out, and then he cheers against my bets, guys. I got Dallas against the Eagles. The guy's all Eagles. I'm like, wait, you come over to my place and you cheer against my bets? That's not cool.
I would have hit him over there with a chair at that point. The guy's betting on the other side. Betting on the other side. All right, so let's just, we'll get into the golf. It seems like after this baseball is so intense, but great call, Cam, on the series price. So Dodgers minus 145. It's Buehler versus Webb in game one on Friday night, 9:30 Eastern time. We've got baseball tomorrow in the afternoon, 4:30. The White Sox and Astros.
White Sox
and Astros, 4 o'clock, my bad. Why? So the next game's at 4:30, sorry, on Friday. I don't know why they have that listed first. It's annoying. But anyways, White Sox and Astros, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, so series price is 130 for the Astros right now. Who do you like in that series, Babano? I like the Astros.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I like the way the White Sox played more than the Astros down the stretch, but the White Sox beat up on a terrible AL Central all year. I mean, the Tigers, the Twins, the Royals, Cleveland, Minnesota. I mean, terrible division. I'm going to have to see them play well in the postseason. We did not see them do that last year against Oakland. So I'm torn on the series because I like White Sox and their form coming in, but the Astros have been there, done it, and won in the playoffs before. I, for that reason, lean to Houston.
What are you going to do, Cam? We're going to be on only after this game starts, so what are you leaning with here? White Sox, Lance Lynn, plus 116, total 7.5. Lance McCullers goes for the Houston Astros.
Are we going to be on, Gabe?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah, we'll be on.
I'm joking. No, we're going to be on. I lean White Sox, but yeah, I'd say, hey, Lance Lynn, I like the pitching matchup. McCullers is a pretty decent pitcher, too. So far, what do we got here? Stone Cold under tonight in this game. This game might have runs, though, because these pitchers, especially when I watch Lance Lynn pitch, if he doesn't get a, like the first inning, he struggles a little bit. There's going to be quick hooks. We'll see. Maybe one of these games is going to go over. Yeah, that's the thing about Lance. Good call, Babano. Like, he's one of those guys, he likes to nibble. I lean White Sox, but as we know, the Astros have a huge pedigree. They've been there, as just like Babano said. But I have a lean to the White Sox. Gabe, small play. It was a great night tonight, so I'm probably going to bet on the White Sox out of spite. I'm not a real big Houston guy.
What a big day tomorrow, Babano and Kama. White Sox and Houston at 4 o'clock. Red Sox and Rays at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, the football game. L.A. Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Big-time game. So we got great stuff tomorrow, not to mention all of our preseason action. So,
yeah,
Houston.
And then what do we got in the afternoon? That Nations League soccer, France. Remember, what did I say today?
Oh,
England,
yeah, Belgium.
Somebody versus Belgium?
Yeah, Belgium. Cam likes Belgium. What are the odds? Let's see.
I think it's pretty...
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Close to a pick'em. I think France might be favored, but Spain won today against Italy. So other than that, yeah, we'll talk after the break, Moran.
All right, we'll get the golf on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do the golf. I'm just saying, we'll talk about football quickly, too. The Seahawks could be in a bad spot tomorrow. They beat San Francisco, but they're not that impressive.
Man, everybody, I can look forward to the battle's take. Everybody loves the Rams here. Not so fast, my friend, Lee Corso. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, too bad. Cardinals Adam Wainwright just quoted in the post-game conference, "We didn't win, but we came in and made them nervous, didn't we?" Yeah, good for you. Good for you. It made us nervous. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I was nervous as hell. I can't lie. One of my palms, kind of weird, like not both my palms, but only one of my palms got a little sweaty as the game was going on. The nerves started to kick in, but the Dodgers get San Francisco. I'm going to have to alter my schedule maybe, Cam. Cam's going to be off on Monday, too. I'm going to think about things here. All right. Ian Cameron with us. Raging Red.
Turkey with the Tie Cats for me in Thanksgiving. So that is, be first. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what?
I'm cooking.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to have to be sending an email to the crew, Cameron, in the morning, like about Monday. It almost feels perfect. You're not even going to be there anyways. Coming off the weekend, seems like a perfect day to roll into L.A. for Game 3. And I can't cost the series if they lose.
I agree. Here's the
game
thing.
Three.
Here's
it's
the
game
thing.
Three.
I know there's no pilgrims in the Northwest Territories or Nunavut, like up by the North Pole, but here's the thing, man. We work hard every day. We do the thing. You want to go on a trip, man, on Monday, you go on a trip. It's one of those things. It's like you got to do what you got to do, right? Like you're telling me you got to live your life, right? So the way I look at it is, man, you want to make that trip, that's like legendary stuff. Giants, Dodgers, that's once-in-a-lifetime stuff. That's
I know. That's the thing. I was sort of waiting for the right spot, but it's the Giants, Dodgers in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty tense.
It's big.
I would go to that, big. And then I wouldn't go back to the World Series again. So I'd sort of get that in, and then I'm not going to go like every 2 days.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Morenci. Like you're flying to LA. I'm just trying to get over to Niagara Falls, New York, Seneca, so I can play some blackjack and get some free drinks.
You have to fly.
Fly to Buffalo. That's a good idea.
You do. I'm telling you.
I know you do. I'm just saying, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, anyway, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to the football game, this Rams-Seahawks game. But first, let's go to not Sanderson Farms this week. It's the Shriners. It's the Shriners in Las Vegas. What do you got for us, Mr. Stewart?
I got a lot of stuff, but here's the thing. I think we're going to have more fun with the winners and first-round leaders. There's a matchup that I found, too, Hovland over Koepka. It's minus 25 cents. I like that a lot. I think Hovland out of the chalk is a guy that I like, but I can only take one guy at a price. This course, too, very easy. TPC Summerlin. Blessing plays this course. Like, his house is, like, right by it. It's only 7,200 yards, par 71. Very easy. I'll tell you one thing. The low score, probably the winner, will be anywhere between 22 and 25 to 1. It's a joke. I really think the PGA Tour needs to go in a different direction, but that's a time for another show, and I'll explain myself. It's just I hate these type of tournaments, but I like betting. Answer. Abraham Answer. That's one's for you, Gogster. 23 to 1 is a great price because Scheffler's in the field and Koepka's in the field. So Abraham Answer at 23. I'm not going to go any lower than that, but he's my guy. He also played really well when this tournament was there at the same course, the top 10. He's a better player now. So then we'll go to Siwoo Kim. Love Siwoo Kim this week. He's trending in the right direction. Top 10s in his last couple events. He's 38 to 1. I think this could be his week. Me and Gogster, he DM'd me and I said the same thing. You know, Kim's getting really close, and if he brings it and hits any type of putts, he'll be there on Sunday, maybe holding the trophy. Then we go to, the Wolfman, Matthew Wolf. New irons didn't slow him down last week. A solid performance. He was actually in contention to win, but after a slow start, he couldn't get there. Just ran out of holes. 44 to 1. I like that one. Gabe, favorite drug. It's Coke. It's crack. It's Coke rack. Jason Coke rack, 48 to 1. When he's not in the poker room at MGM, he'll be playing golf and doing it well on this course. Perfect game for this type of course. 48 to 1. The guy's underrated. And our boy, this could be the week for Maverick McNealy. 500 to 1. One bomb if you want to put small units on. My boy Trey Mullinex from the University of Alabama. He's 200 to 1. He was 300 to 1 last week. Watch out for this guy. He's actually a pretty decent player. He was out of the game for a bit, and he looks like he's coming around. First round leaders, McNealy, 45 to 1. Hoffman, 45 to 1. Patton Kizzire, I know Babano's golf guy loves him. And the Swede, Henrik Norlander, at 95 to 1. Those are the picks.
Cam is pulling the trigger. Shriner's open. He ain't playing around. A lot of plays there, Cam. How many plays?
Hey, we've had a good week, man.
Yeah, you said
reinvest.
Reinvest. Yeah, I agree. Reinvest. Babano, what's your golf guy got for us?
Let's see what he's got. He's got Patrick Reed, 40 to 1. Mito at 55 to 1. Pereira at 55 to 1. Yep. Taylor Gooch, 70 to 1. Luke List, 100 to 1. And then the rest are bombs. Cameron Davis, 125 to 1. The South African, Dylan Fratelli, 150 to 1. That's not Moops, you jerk. It's Moore's, Ryan Moore, 150 to 1. Yeah, it's a misprint. Yeah, I thought maybe a misprint on this pick, but no, he's going with Ryan Moore, 150-1. Andrew Landry, 175-1. And here's an old friend of Cam's. He's mentioned him before, old Dirt McGirt, William McGirt, at 400-1. That's a huge
ball. Who the hell is your golf guy? This guy's coming out with Dirt McGirt? I don't think he's made a cut since he got 58 cup ice cream with Jack Nicklaus at the Mirfield.
Okay, here's what he sent about McGirt. It's been a miserable few years for him as he's battled injury problems. However, 17th last week was an encouraging effort. All stats were solid, too. And given his solid record in this event, two top tens in last three starts, he's worth playing at big odds. Only 4 years ago, he was ranked inside the top 50 in the world. And given we saw Martin Laird use this event to get his career back on track last year, we can't leave McGirt out this time around. We're taking him in the outright market for a small stake. There you go.
Fabano and Gabe, my buddy, caddied for Will McGirt. He said he's the nicest guy he's ever. Like, my buddy's like a very good golfer. Like, he could play probably mini tours. And he said, like, Dirt McGirt's the best. Him and Jack Nicklaus, apparently, like, they ate like tubs and tubs of ice cream. He used Dirt McGirt as like one of his tasters. He put on a few pounds. I like the guy. I don't want to see him struggle, but cool. I got to tell you, your golf guy loves bombs, man. Hey, Moretti, anything 150 or under, he's not impressed.
No, he's not. He likes to swing for the fences. Likes to swing, top 20s, I guess. I'm playing the Maverick McNealy top 20. I'm going to definitely get a piece of that. All right, so is that it, Babano? We're going to move on for the golf now? Any closing thoughts?
That's what I got. Right. Yep.
No, that's good. No, I think we can move on.
All right, so how about this, Kerry? How do you feel? You're the uniform police right here. It'd be fun with Babano, actually. We should get into it. We didn't have time on Game Time Decisions. We won't do it now because it's late. Yeah, I appreciate you guys joining us late. We apologize for the delays. But the uniform, remember the ESPN said six teams in front of me in need of a uniform change. They were way off, these guys. But anyways, speaking of uniforms, Seattle Seahawks tomorrow are wearing that green stuff. The Action Green, it's called. You know, the neon, but they're also wearing the green pants. So they're all neon tomorrow. They're going to look like, you know, like they're going to glow in the dark, essentially. But they're 4-0 all time when wearing these uniforms.
Now, I remember one time they wore a version of it. You're right, and they lost to the Bears. But other than that, they've been really
No. The green on green, they're 4-0. This is like it's factual. It's on their website. This is Seahawks.com. We are 4-0. There's a magic associated with the green. It's green on green. Yeah, green on green.
Yeah. I got it. I don't have to like it, but I like the stats that you're bringing to the table. I'm telling you, Gabe, though, like they're going to almost have to play a perfect game, but you bring up a great point. I don't know anybody who's betting on Seattle. They're a home dog. The game against San Francisco was really misleading, and the only issue that I have is the Rams, the way they got trounced against Arizona, they're going to be in a real bad move. If Seattle can't get a running game going with Alex Collins, because Carson's banged up, they're in big trouble tomorrow.
How do you feel about the game, Babano? Nobody believes in the Seahawks at all. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, you already know I like the Rams. I said it on Sunday with you. I like the spot for them.
Boy.
I think they're better than Seattle. I think they're better defensively than Seattle. I think Seattle's is going to just get ripped apart by this offense. I mean, I'm not buying them. Like, I bet on Seattle in game because I didn't trust San Francisco's offense. It was not really a ringing endorsement of Seattle's defense. They're up against it here. Their secondary's given up some really big plays. I remember Minnesota just carving them up. Kirk Cousins, of all people, just crushing their secondary. And Stafford and the weapons he's got and the chemistry he's got with Kupp. And you know, with Stafford and a head coach like Sean McVay off a out of sync, out of sorts offensive performance in the loss against Arizona, they're going to correct the mistakes. I wouldn't lay more than a field goal, but you don't have to. You can still lay less than that. And as long as it's less than that, I like the Rams.
I'll be on Seattle. I don't believe I'll take my chances that the Hawks. All this, I'm not going to disagree with anything that you guys just said, as far as the defense and all that, and their secondary gets carved up. You know what I mean.
The Rams 6-2, by the way, last eight against Seattle, so they've done well in this head-to-head.
They always play Seattle tough, but
yeah. They're also 8-0 against the Cardinals.
That's not good. That's like I got to put something together with Seattle tomorrow, Gabe. I can't totally bet, like, cheer against them. I got to put a teaser to the over. I don't think they get blown out. I think they lose probably by 7 or 8 points.
Remember, I got them plus 10.
By 10.
I put 500 on that Dodger thing, so I got them plus 10 now.
Oh, I like them plus 10. Definitely.
Listen, everybody with the Rams, they ask the Rams. Everybody loves the Rams every week now, right? Everybody loves the Rams. You know, I mean, I know the wise guy Sharps
did,
but
we had the Rams against Tampa Bay, and we bet on the Cardinals last week. I don't like them every week, but
I'm talking about
the fact that they got beat
the mainstream.
Up, you know?
The mainstream anointed want to give the Super Bowl trophy to the Rams after they beat the Bucks. Slow
That's
down.
True.
Let's see Matthew Stafford go on the road. It's too bad it's not raining. I wish it was going to rain and the weather would be bad, but it's not. It's actually going to be sunny, and it's crazy because it's rained all week in Seattle, and it's going to rain all weekend, but for some reason, it's sunny on Thursday. It's bizarre world. I don't know. Maybe it won't be, though. All right.
It's always bleak there. Bleak.
If it's bleak, it's bleak. Can't be bleak in the summer. If you're bleak, you're bleak.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That thing was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We'll get Cam Stewart out of here in a moment. Just for the record right now, so the LA Dodgers win tonight. LA Dodgers at San Francisco. Friday night, 9:37 Eastern Time, Game 1. Cheapest ticket to get in. Cam, you've been good with numbers. How much? Cheapest ticket, most expensive ticket?
Cheapest ticket.
San Francisco.
682. Most expensive, probably around $6,000.
No. You, Babano, you want to take a guess on this one? Or are you going to pass, Babano?
Oh, boy. Cheapest ticket. Oh, my gosh.
Like, how much like the cheapest to get in the building, to get in the stadium? Like, you know, you just sit in the last row.
To get in?
Yeah, sit in the last row.
500. 500.
No, it's cheaper. 225. It's 225.
That's a steal.
Just to get in, that's actually much better than I thought.
225 for 225 to upper for upper deck. Upper deck, like they don't have an upper deck in the outfield. They got the ocean right back there.
That's right.
Yeah, they got the bleachers, but let's see, how much are the bleachers? Bleachers are 300. Bleachers are 300, and to sit behind home plate. Most expensive ticket is $1,250, but they're mostly $750. Like, you can sit right behind home plate for $750.
Wow.
That's San Francisco. Now, it's actually more expensive. It's more expensive in San Francisco than it is Los Angeles. Like, when I go, I'm gonna sit in good seats. Like, let's see, the Dodgers. How much do you think it is? It's $115. That's the cheapest ticket.
That's pretty good.
For the Dodgers.
Yeah, you sit beside Mary Hart. There's probably an empty seat there.
No, that's not the $115 area.
No, that's about $2,000.
Let's see. So
at least.
No, surprisingly enough. Let's see. Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir. The Dugout Club. Dugout Club, $2,200 a ticket. Yeah, now we're dealing with L.A. prices, eh, for the behind. Let's see, behind home plate. $400 for behind home plate, like 10 rows up. That's not bad. Sit right behind the Dodgers dugout. How much is that? $518. Field box, $15. Thing is, you get screwed if you want to buy one ticket. I've noticed this. Try to buy one ticket.
Find a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? Yeah, well, we got a lot of friends. Yeah, Dubsy, Bovey, Crash, yep. Shell Dog. I know, there's a lot of people out there. Exactly. We'll figure it out. Yeah, you know what? Dubsy. We got to hook up with Dubsy. Should be a good time to go to a baseball game with Dubsy.
Dude, that guy is hilarious. When I do my updates in the Pharrell show, he does like a two-minute preview. Oh, the best. Like, Gabe, this guy's getting fired up like he's having sex for the Shriners. What's he going to do for a major? Like, even like Pharrell couldn't believe it. Isn't this tournament a piece of crap at Summerlin? And Dusty's like, I love the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour is where it's at. That's where the money is. Best sport in the world. Like, he's going wild. And like, oh, yeah. Pharrell's reaction. Like,
Pharrell's so grumpy. I love it. Pharrell's like, that's a terrible, that sucks. That's a terrible tournament.
He's very grumpy. Recently, yes. Very upset with the Steelers.
The Steelers losing is pissing him off. Tune in to Scotty Pharrell. Funny show.
That's when Pharrell's at his best, when he's a curmudgeon. That's when he's at his best, yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. Like, you know, he's not raging as much, but he's like, he's got some funny lines sometimes. Like, he cracked me up like twice the other day with, he was bitching about some team. And like, I was actually laughing out loud. But, all right, Ken, great stuff, buddy. Thanks for joining us in the late night hours tonight.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad the cell phone worked. Next time I talk to Mateus, toll-free number would be great. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Just charge that. Mateus is going to pay for you.
I appreciate it. He's responsible. Mateus. Yeah, you're Hawaiian. Don't worry about it. I'll send you the bill.
Yeah, send it to Maui. Caribbean. You see?
No, yeah, dude. I'll forward it to the
payment required.
Yeah, you see? Yeah.
Hang loose.
You see, BJ Pencam's running for governor of Hawaii.
He'll win.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He won't. He won't win.
He'll win?
He's got a better chance of winning a fight. He's got a better chance of winning a fight than he does in the governorship. Wow. And that's called
he's a beloved sports icon in Hawaii. I don't know, Gabe. I think you should take
him.
Yeah, no!
He beats people up in bars. It's like he's nuts. Like,
that's a problem. Oh, I didn't know he was
past the corner, Cam.
Oh, I didn't know he's a menace to everyone on the island. Okay, I'm sorry. Misunderstood that one there.
That's what Pharrell was cracking me up with. When Pharrell, that's it. He goes, BJ Penn. He goes, is he going to put him beating people up at a pool in his political ad? it's true, though. Like, when I heard BJ Penn, I'm like, what are you, like, are you crazy? Like, what, you can't be governor. Like, it's like what is Chris Lieben going to do for, like, senator?
I don't know, Moretti. I think he might be a good underdog. I think you should reconsider.
You know who is a mayor? The wrestler Kane. He is the mayor. He is a mayor.
Kane's
of the
a genius.
City. Yeah, he's
Kane
not an
is
idiot.
Actually
yeah,
in
yeah,
real
he's
life,
no, yeah, no,
a genius.
He's...
Like, the guy's like a top end Mensa member and stuff. Like, he is an absolute stone cold brainiac.
So is Raven. Remember, Raven's actually a genius.
Raven's a brainiac too. He's a Mensa member as well. Those guys are two of the smartest guys going. Top percentile.
Yeah, Raven told me his IQ is like 140 or 161 or something. Whatever it was. It was like something like that.
Excellent.
Like, he goes, yeah. I'm a member of Mensa and stuff. Yeah, it's funny, Raven.
Yeah.
Of all people, the member of Mensa.
Hey, smart, man.
It's too good. All right. So big game, Cam. Get some rest. Big days tomorrow. We got baseball in the afternoon. We'll be coming on later in the White Sox game. So final pick for people tuning in now. White Sox, Astros, game one and series. Who are you taking?
White Sox game one, White Sox series. Don't love it. That's what I'm doing, though.
White Sox. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. Get some rest.
You got it. And, see you tomorrow. Later, Babano.
Watch your turkey. When are you putting your turkey
no,
in the
funny,
oven?
Gabe, I didn't realize before I did the show, I opened up my oven and there were nachos in there. I made them earlier. I'm like, they're still good.
They're nachos. They're magic. Thank you. Should invite Babano over. All right, thanks, Cam. Babano, you having a big turkey dinner, Babano?
I don't know what's happening Monday. Plans are up in the air. It's not always you have to go to a CFL game on Thanksgiving, but we got to try to figure out what's going on Monday.
Yeah, me too, actually. You know what? Cam's going to be hosting his family Thanksgiving dinner. Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah. And Babano's going to a CFL football game, and I'll be at Chavez Ravine at the Dodger game.
So we all have a day for all of us.
Yeah, we have a busy Monday.
Day. It's a sports day. Yeah, exactly.
So I got to figure out how I'm going to approach the show on Monday. Like now, though, because I'm going to be at the game. And like the game, like, you know what I mean? I can join a TV show from the hotel before and stuff, but I'll be at the game. So Sports Rage, I got to figure out. I could, like, the thing is, the game will run late. And another thing is, I could be drunk. So, like, you know what I mean? But that, like, that's the combo here. Like, it's not like a normal, like, wow, yeah, like, what do you. I'm not going to go to the game of battle, spend $500 to sit for a ticket and go, well, it's a sixth inning. I better go back to my hotel and do the show now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or so, go dry. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to the game. Yeah, well, exactly. I'm going to eat popcorn all day there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm going to have a couple of drinks at the hotel
be
bar
like,
before.
Plate,
like,
lady, yeah, like, popcorn, yeah.
Yeah, popcorn and pizza night. Popcorn and pizza. All right, I got to speak to my boys in L.A. I don't know, Matthias could come, but you might have to be manning the board. I don't know what we're going to do.
We'll have to figure something out, Gabe, for sure. I might just tag along with you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we could just make it that. You know what? You know what, dude, and you know what? Our guys are great, and everyone knows I don't take nights off. I don't do vacations. I haven't taken a vacation ever. I don't take vacations, right? I've missed a few shows over the years due to death. You know what I mean? But it's rare. But as I get older, you got to live it up a little bit, Babano, right? You got to, like, especially when your teams, like, you know what I mean? Your teams are in the thing. And like I said, San Francisco Giants and the LA Dodgers, bro, they don't play in the playoffs. They've never played in the playoffs. Like, the last time they played in the playoffs, bro, was like when they were both in New York, like Brooklyn and the New York Giants, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking, like, this is crazy stuff, like historic stuff. And I got to be there. It's one of those, like, I was waiting for the right moment, Babano, like, all right, which I nearly went today. I thought about, like, last night, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just go to the airport in the morning, like, you know. But I got to do a bunch of COVID tests and, like, all that type of stuff. It's annoying. Even if you're vaccinated, when you take certain airlines, you got to test and, like, blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, I'm all excited, Babano, but what a big day of sports tomorrow. Yeah, what a big day of sports tomorrow, though. Baseball and a big NFL game tomorrow, Babano. What about the total? Because if you know, everything you say, I couldn't argue with you about Seattle's defense being shaky. I do think they'll be better at home. I do think that, you know, you guys are taking for granted a little bit the division aspect of it and just the intensity of this thing. I get it that they've had success against them, but the Rams are also 8-0 against Arizona, too. It's just such a big game for Seattle. Seattle win this, they're right back in this thing, and suddenly, you know what I mean, the Rams have two losses, and they're not this dominant force. I wonder if Matthew Stafford can out-duel Russell Wilson on the road in Seattle. Oh, I think that hopefully the 12th man could come into play here. That's my key there, Babano, but there should be points put up, right? What do you think of the total at 54.5?
Well, the Rams have gone over the total in every game this year, and I'm not going against that trend. I mean, 57, 58, 51, and 48. Now, the 48 and the 51 were the Bears' offense, which has been atrocious, and the Colts' offense, which has been a mess with O-line issues, with Wentz, you know, not healthy either, bad receiving corps, suspect O-line. But those are the lower-scoring games with the Rams, and they still went over against the Bears and the Colts. Then they played the Bucks and the Cardinals, two better offenses, and they flew over the total. Both got into the high 50s. So, for me, I would only look at the over in this game. 4-1 to the over, by the way, the last five meetings in Seattle with these two teams.
It is, yeah. And also, hey, the Rams are 4-0 to the over on the year, Babano. They haven't played an under yet.
Exactly.
They haven't played an under yet.
And I've been on a bunch of them, so I'm not going under the total in this game.
Look at that Arizona game. Like, the Rams, I told everyone coming into the year, the Rams' defense, they got the two stars and stuff, but they're kind of top-heavy, right? You know what I mean? I don't know. The Rams are, like, a very trendy team suddenly. I don't know, like, it's funny, when Goff was there, people didn't like him, and now Stafford's there, and people are going crazy, and they're essentially the same damn team if you look at their numbers and stuff. But it's just, it's all a perception. Big game for Seattle. Like, Seattle don't win this game, man. Their season's pretty much done, let's be real. Like, in that division, like, Arizona and the Rams are going to run away with things at some point, you know?
Exactly, and then they'd have to play the Rams again in L.A., although that might not be as big a deal because teams can go into L.A. and beat them in that stadium there. But, yeah, it is. I mean, they'd fall to 2-3. They'd be behind the Rams a couple of games. They'd be way behind Arizona, who have surged to first, although I don't know if that's going to last all season. But bottom line is the Seahawks are losing ground at a pretty rapid rate if they drop that game Thursday night in a division that is going to be tough to make up ground in because of just how good all the four teams are.
I think San Francisco could be live as well. More with Ian Cameron, AK Mabanda. We got Dennis Dodd coming up a little bit later on as well. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
Non-stop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Night Anger Management Class, so we got a couple of minutes for the update. The band is going to hang out for like another segment and a half. We got a bunch of little spurts here right now. All right, so you like this? You like the Rams tomorrow, and you're leaning with the over. Rams, any over as well. We got college football tomorrow night, Babano, as well. So let me throw these games at you. Let's go rapid fire here. We got Coastal Carolina and Arkansas State. Big point spread, 20 points, 73 is the total. And we've got the Houston Cougars, who I cashed a ticket with last week. I took them in Tulsa. Now they're going to Tulane. Thinking about Tulane here. I haven't done enough work on this game yet, but I was on Houston last week, but it's kind of tough back-to-back road games for them. So Coastal lays 20 at Arkansas State, and the Cougars lay 6.5 on the road at Tulane. What's your opinion on the college card?
In the terms of the college card, I like Tulane a little bit as a home underdog and +6. I mean, Houston's been rolling. There's no doubt they've won four straight. Their defense has been terrific. Clayton Tune and the offense are going, and the Tulane defense is awful. They're giving up almost 500 yards per game, 40 points per game. It's not a good defense, but I think at home, kind of a desperation spot. You know, Houston going on the road, and Tulane has played Houston tough in the past, so I like the home dog a bit. I think the game could just get over the total around 59.5. Coastal and Arkansas State, it's over or pass for me. Arkansas State's been dreadful defensively. They can't stop anybody. They couldn't stop you or me, Gabe, on the football field, Arkansas State. That's how bad the defense is.
They would stop you for sure.
they're awful, though. The tackling is horrendous. I've been backing them over the total. I know it's 72.5, 73. It's really high. But I don't know how Coastal doesn't hang 48, 54. 56 points on these guys with what I've seen from Arkansas State's defense. And James Blackman, the Florida State transfer, is the quarterback, and their offense is actually pretty decent. So that seems like a high-scoring game with Coastal and Arkansas State.
You guys want a high-scoring game, too. Paul Bovey was with us earlier today on Game Time Decisions, coversexperts.com. And we didn't have time to get to it, but we were going to get to the Charlotte FIU game. Total 59.5 there. FIU Panthers are 8-2 to the over in their last 10 football games and make it 9-2. This game's going to go over the number as well. More with Ian Cameron on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it!
We'll be right back.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.